the stove doing now? Victor Whiskey Alpha.
KB4 CBA.
CBA, KN4 VWA.
VWA, KB4 CBA.
A little bird just told me that you were calling me there a couple minutes ago. What's up, big guy?
I heard you key up and give your call.
20 meter? I've been over on 20 meter trying to work some FTA.
Maybe just somebody that sounded like you with a call that sounded like yours. I don't know. I could be going stair crazy. Yeah, I'm doing a little FTA myself.
I gotta figure out what's going on with my setup here. Everything's working perfectly, but I'm not putting out any power on the FT8 end.
All else fails, I'd turn my computer off and start over.
Yep. Okay. Well, good enough. W4, DJW, KN4, VWA, are you in there with me?
Yes, I am. I was doing some programming and I heard you throw out your call. You didn't throw out your call at first. At first you hollered at to somebody, said something to them, but I didn't register what it was that you were saying. I was going to ping you then. And then you threw your call sign out there twice and David went back to you. And you never came back to him. So I figured you had your voice, your volume turned down on your 2-meter rig, but you were talking on the 2-meter mic, not the HF mic, when you threw your call sign out.
I don't know how that's possible. I was over on 20 meters trying to talk to a guy in Oregon. And it was showing 21,370.
Well, David heard you and I heard you on the repeater. So something's going on there. Probably should figure that out. Because it happened without your knowledge when you were talking to somebody else. And I almost pinged you then. That was about 5 or 10 minutes before you threw your call out.
Check to see if I was showing power out, but it wasn't showing any power out. That's crazy. Let me see what's going on with my rig. Hey, listen, what did you think of that Zord?
That's a good one. Did you listen to that Archangel and he really likes it a lot. That Painless 360 guy likes it pretty good. He's got some things to point out you just need to be aware of. And then that third one, the other guy, the younger guy, he likes it a whole lot. So I think that's probably a pretty good one. But there are a few pointers about it that you need to know going in ahead of time.
Yeah, exactly. He said it's a little iffy when it gets slow flight. But you know what? That's pretty much true of any kind of flying wing, isn't it?
Well, anything that's got something less than a 2-foot wingspan, you got to keep it up about 30 miles an hour or it's going to fall out of the sky.
Well, now keep in mind, the one I'm looking at is the XL, and it's 39 inches.
Okay, that should be a little better. The bigger they are, the better, except for yaw, because of the rudders, and it's got dual rudders, so that would help with the yaw. But the yaw doesn't have a very long leverage, a moment of force moment. When the rudder is right on the CG, in the same plane as the CG, it's virtually non-effective. These are just a little bit back from the CG, not much. Means they're functional, and it's a good thing there's two of them. But remember when I landed mine, and I landed it kind of hot, because you have to, and it swapped front end to back end, and the nose cone popped off? Those are the kinds of things you got to just be aware of. That just happened. It's not like a floater.
Okay, roger. Yeah, and then did you notice that two out of those three recommended the folding propeller?
Yeah, I imagine Well, because you're bigger than the little ones that I have, the little ones that I've been flying that have the pusher motor in the back, the prop's such a small diameter, that's not an issue. But once you get to that size, the prop's now a larger diameter and it's sticking down lower, and yeah, that becomes a problem. So, yeah, I would go with the fold. I would take their advice on the folding prop.
I think that's true. And the 39-inch was $199. And for the 39-inch, that's not that bad, is it? Now, how much was, I can't remember, how much was the Talon?
I didn't look at the price of the Talon. The Dolphin had two prices, one for just the plain kit version that you build, and then the plug-and-play version. And there was a $100 difference between them. $200 for the plug-and-play, $100 for the plain kit. You supply the motor, the speed controller, and all the servos and everything. So that's not bad. $200 isn't bad for plug-and-play if they're giving you the motor and the servos.
Right, Roger. That's what I thought, too. That one, and the way he described it, you know, the flight characteristics are from, he said it stalls out at about 25 miles an hour. That, for a wing, that is slow. And he said it was very stable, and he was going to actually take a little bit of the exponential back out, and go from 35 to 25%. And he had his rates at 60%. Did you notice that on the first one?
I wasn't paying attention to the numbers, but I remember him saying that. So, yeah. Something he doesn't mention, and that's because, here again, you can't unlearn what you've learned, right? He's a pilot. He doesn't know what it's like not to be a pilot. He can't know what it's like not to be a pilot. It's impossible. But he doesn't mention that before it gets to that 25 miles an hour, it'll start yawing. The nose will start hunting for a place to go because you no longer have a sufficient wind over the vertical rudders to stabilize it with such a short leverage that they have between where they are and where the center of gravity is. So it will start hunting. And that's kind of good because that gives you a sign you're getting slow. When you see that nose start hunting back and forth because it's no longer stabilized, you know you're getting close to that point to where you're going to tip stall.
But see, with a critical point down that low, if I come in at 35 or 40 miles an hour as a beginner, you know, hey, I'm going to be in pretty good shape.
Yeah, if you get within a foot or two of the ground at that speed, and then you chop the throttle and let it stall, because that's when you want it to stall, then you're golden. Just making sure you're about a foot or two above the ground when you're backing off at 35 miles an hour and you're no issues. That's why that one time I landed, it kind of popped up in the air again, and then it spun around backwards. Not enough air over those vertical fins to keep that back end from swapping with the front end.
Roger. Yeah, I'm starting to understand this particular technology with the wing. All right, well, good enough. Well, let me get back over here and see if I can figure out what's going on with my radio. I'm talking on it right now, and it seems to be perfectly fine. So I'm going to go over to the 2-meter and see what happens. So in the meantime, sir, I have my wood stove fired up. Everybody's all nice and toasty and warm, and we're going to deep fry some scallops and some flounder tonight. We're going to eat in and enjoy the warmth. So I'll be monitoring for a little bit. KN4VWA, 73's day.
All right, well, go back over there 20 meters and throw your call sign out and look at your red light on your 2-meter rig and see if it lights up when you do that. Because it was doing that earlier. Just want to make sure you know what's going on there. Because you weren't on 20 meters. You were, and you might have Vox turned on your radio, too. Just see if you can unkey, and if you just talk loud, because you were hollering at somebody when it came on last time, you might have Vox turned on, and it might have just kicked in the Vox or something like that. Anyway, good luck. KN4VWA, W4DJW. I'm going back to programming.
Yeah, you were hollering something about the stove.
Okay, all right. Well, I appreciate that, guys. And I'm going back over there right now to see if I can't figure that out. Dave. Have a good afternoon, buddy. KN4, VWA. I'm clear.
CBA, clear.
VWA. CQ, CQ, CQ. KN4, VWA.
VWA, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Mike, Mike Kirk, on Pelham Road in East Greenville.
KV4, CBA, KN4, VWA.
KV4, CBA.
Hey, did you hear me again then?
Why do you think I'm laughing?
Oh, CQ.
And by the way, Kurt answered your call to CQ on 2 meters. He's sitting here, KO4RMM. Went back to you, Steve, and evidently you can transmit on 2 meters, but you can't hear on 2 meters when you do that, whatever that is. So that might help you in your debugging. Anyway, Kurt's in there too, KO4RMM. Hello, Kurt.
It's good afternoon, folks. This is KO4RMM. That's all good. I just didn't want to leave a brother hanging out there calling CQ.
Hey, Kurt, I appreciate that. This is Steve, KN4BWA. The rig seems to be working just fine on standard 2 meter, and I'm going to try it one more time. You guys hang in there with me just for a minute. I'm going to go back to the 20 meter, and now that I've unplugged the USB cable to my computer, and let's see if I'm switching back over to the 20 meter or if it's still transmitting on 2 meters, because when I change over, it's going over to show 20 meters, but apparently it's transmitting back on the 2 meter band. So let me give that another try right now. I'm going QRT.
I'm behind the wheel.
KN4 VWA. CQ, CQ.
I am. When you get that figured out, Steve, let me know, because I done the same thing about a month ago on 6 meters. I was calling CQ16 and it was keying up 2 meters.
KBA, KB4CBA, KWD4DJW, y'all out there?
Hey, yeah, and Walt, when he's doing that, he can't hear you. So this time, where Kurt picked up last time, Steve, and you couldn't hear Kurt, this time Walt picked up, and you weren't hearing him either. So, hello, Walt.
Okay, I'm back in there now. So, did you hear me again?
We did. Walt was answering you, telling you about his experience that was somewhat like that.
Tell me about what happened. I didn't quite hear that.
KN4VWAK4OIM. A couple of months ago, I was calling CQ on 6 meters, and I was bringing up the repeater on 2 meters. I disconnected my VHF antenna from the radio. It was the only way I could stop it. I don't know what the problem could be, Steve, but when you find out, I'd sure like to know.
Well, I'll get to the bottom of this, I guarantee. There's got to be... No, this is beyond me right now. I've got to do a little research. I got to figure this out. All right, guys, so I'm going to be off the air until I can get this one figured out. KN4, VWA, I'm clear and gone, probably for a while. Thank you, guys, for your help.
Catch you later, Steve. W4DJW. Appreciate it, Walt.
JW. glad somebody got on you. It's all I can do to stay awake for these doggone pills. I need to go to the store, but I ain't allowed to go to the store. I'm going to go up there and get my daughter to run to the store and get me another gallon of milk. I'm drinking a gallon of milk about every day or a day and a half now. That's milk, water, and coffee is the only thing I can drink. But yeah, I talked to Chad earlier, and he said he was going to fill in for me on Tuesday night. I hope he don't think that's going to be a permanent home for him, because I'm coming back. Dave, don't let him screw my net up. W4DJW K4OIM.
He does a good job, Walt. You don't have to worry about it. And yeah, he'll be needed in other places too, so he won't be able to nest very much on your Tuesday night. No nesting going on there. He's just filling in while you're gone.
I hate to put you in a spot like that, Dave, but it's just something that I guess I could have prevented it if I'd have never started smoking 40 years ago.
Well, you know, there are people that get that never smoked a day in their life, too, so you never know. But you know now that it's important to find a way to get out, find an exit. Took me 30 years, and I found an exit, and I'm happy that I did. But, yeah, look for an exit for that smoking. That's not good for you. I know it's hard. Believe me, I know.
Asked me how many I smoked a day. I said, well, I go through about a pack a day, but I'm not smoking that many. I'll light one up and get on the radio, and I'll reach over to get it, and there won't be nothing there, but the filters don't burn up. But I'm going to have to lay them down completely. So, W4DJW K4OIM. I'll be clear on your final date.
All right, Walt. Well, best wishes. Hope it's over quick and painless as can be. Anyway, good luck with it. K4OIM, W4DJW. Clear.
KO4RMM mobile.
KO4RMM, KB4CPA. Hey, Kurt, you were in here a few minutes ago when we were having that fun with Steve, weren't you?
Yes, sir, that was me.
Funny. Especially when he picked up the mic and said something about the stove. I can't remember what he said, but he was hollering. I don't think he knew that he had the mic keyed.
Joys of amateur radio, right? Yeah, so Dave, I've just basically got, evidently this conversation was in its advanced phases by the time I turned my radio on, just got in the car to head up the road to the post office and some other errands with the wife when I heard him call CQ.
So it was just fun. Evidently the radio he's on has, I'm assuming it goes from 2 meters and then it goes in, goes into HF, and my 7300 only goes down to 6 meters. But anyway, so it'd be kind of like me trying. He was trying to transmit on 20, I think, sideband, and it was transmitting on 2 meters. So and evidently he couldn't hear the first person that came back to him, and then the next person that came back, he could hear him. I'm not sure what all that was about, so he's got to figure out what's going on.
I mean, I could just sort of envision it. He's just getting things set up and trying to work the bugs out, the kinks out, and I'm happy to help them out, let them know, give them a little bit of a signal report from my location over East Greenville, Patewood, Pelham 385 way.
Doing a good job. I mean, hitting the repeater, it's just something in the radio, like Dave was saying, DJW, he was saying you might have it in Vox mode, and it's, you're talking loud enough to where it's, picking up your voice, even in the Vox mode, which is what it's supposed to do. It goes into transmit when it hears you talking, so I have that mode on my radio, but I wouldn't, I don't think I dare use it.
I can appreciate that there are some applications in which Vox is preferable, but it's not something that I've experimented with at all yet. But all my radios have Vox capability, but so far I like to press the button.
I'm on the key of the mic, and I have actually picked up the wrong mic. I've got a 2 meter mobile sitting here on top of my 7300, and I picked up one mic thinking I was talking into one radio, and I was talking in the other one. I can't remember which one it was. I think I was picking up the 2 meter mic, and I keyed up the repeater, and I realized what I was doing, and I just unkeyed it real quick. So, you just never know. So I try to keep these mics separated here, so I know which one I'm supposed to pick up.
Yeah, the consequences of that are pretty mild compared to, let's say, you were flying a twin-engine turboprop and you experience engine failure in one engine and you or an engine fire, and instead of shutting down the engine with the issue, you end up shutting down your good engine.
That would not be good. So you want to feather a prop, and then you wind up shutting down the good engine. Well, I hope you got a little altitude when that happens.
Happened. That was a very unfortunate accident over in, I don't know if it was in Taiwan or it was over in Asia. It was just on takeoff, and then on climb out, they had a engine fire, and it was an ATR, I believe. And so the pilot accidentally shut the his operable engine down, and they winged over. They probably only land less than 1,000 feet AGL out of takeoff. That was a tragedy.
And did they walk away from it?
Negative, sir. I don't think there are any survivors. I think it was about 50 or 60 people on that airplane.
That's too bad. I can remember when if you're not from around here, you might not remember it, but I can remember when Steak and Ale opened, and my goodness, somebody's calling me on the FT8. I think it was their the week they opened. Anyway, there was a twin-engine Cessna, and they had 7 people on board. They took off, headed north, and roughly north anyway, and the tower radioed him and said one of his engines was smoking, and he realized that he didn't have the he wasn't getting any altitude, and so he turned the plane around to to land, and he didn't make it back, and he wound up hitting the power lines, and it flipped the plane over, and it landed upside down in the parking lot there at Steak and Ale, and it threw one of the passengers out, and the plane burst into flames, and it threw this lady out, and she lived. She was the only person that lived. I've always wanted to know who that was, and ask them, you know, what that was like, because that had to have been just an awful experience.
I vaguely remember having heard about just the crash in general around Steak and Ale, but I was not aware of those details, especially the woman that was ejected from the aircraft. Yeah, I can imagine she would need a considerable amount of counseling and therapy to try to get past that level, that degree of trauma. It's not something you can plan for, that's for sure.
Definitely a reason that, you know, that she was supposed to live, and now only the good Lord knows why. So, he had a reason for her sticking around.
Can't help but concur with you there, that's for sure. All right, so my wife and I are pulling up sponsors here. We're going to get out and order us a couple of European club sandwiches. I'll be in there about 15 minutes, and I'll be headed on back home. So, David, if you can 73 me here, I'll be clear, sir.
Will you enjoy this 73, so... KL4RURMM, KP4CBA.
For DJW, KN4VWA.
Hey, Steve, you figure out what it was, W4DJW.
Quick experiment, if you could kind of listen in and monitor for just a minute right now, would you mind doing that for me?
Not at all, but I am curious. These are two separate rigs. The rig that you're calling 20 meters on and the rig that you're using to talk to me, knowing that you're talking to me like you are right now, they're two separate rigs. Is that the case?
This is a FT-991, and I'm going to go straight over to 20 meters on the same rig and see if you copy me again. I don't believe you will, so let me try that real quick.
Okay. When you said go over the previous times we were talking about this, I thought you were like walking across the room to a different rig. Okay, so it's all on the same rig. That helps me. I'm listening. Now, last time you did that, when first time the Kurt came back to you, second time Walt came back to you, neither one of those times you heard him immediately. So just be aware, if you don't come back immediately to whatever it is you're listening to me on right now, you won't hear me when I respond to you.
B4CBA.
Yeah, Dave.
Listen on the 20 meter frequency.
Yeah, let's do that. Now, listen. Let me go over there and select a frequency, and I'll come back and tell you what it is. The band is really busy today, and I don't want to interrupt anybody else. So I'm going to go over there and pick a dead spot, and I'll be right back. Okay. I'm going to go over to 14258.
I'm there.
W4DJW, KN4VWA, did you hear anything?
Nope. Last thing I heard was I'm going to go over to 14258 and then nothing until you just now called me.
Now, I'm going to go back over there one more time just for insurance sake, so hang with me a second.
Hanging with you. W4DJW, standing by.
Anything?
Nothing. Total quiet. Crickets. Nothing here.
Roger, roger. Okay. Dave, are you in there with us? KP4CBA?
Heard you anybody else in there, Colorado, like frequency.
Okay, roger, roger. Well, listen, you hang in there with me just a minute longer. I'd like to try something else. I was on a Maxcon OCF, and I'm going to try it on the Mosley, see if the Mosley does any better on that 14258 in just a minute. Guys, you know what I had to do? I had to do a full microprocessor reset. So those settings that I used with the FT8, I mean, something scrambled everything. So I'm back, and I had to reprogram my 2-meter memory, which took just a minute. But apparently I'm back, and the radio's okay. So how is my audio? I've got my gain set at 30 on this desk mic. How's the audio?
Sounds fine to me. No issues.
Good. All right. Well, now I'm back at square one with my FT8, and I got to figure out what the hay is going on. All right.
Hey, before you go, what kind of rig is that? I just want to know what rig it is that's capable of doing that.
Crossover malfunction in the microprocessor somehow for it to select on the microprocessor one band and not do the changeover and transmit it out on the 2-meter for 440 antenna. There's got to be some sort of glitch in the way I had it set for the changeover. T991A, and I have never had any issue out of it until I used those settings from that guy on YouTube for my FT8.
Okay, I was just curious. I didn't. I'll do some research, see if other people know about that or if they've had issues with it too. W4DJW. I'm going to be clear and listening.
As always, Dave, thanks for that assist. KB4CBA, are you still there? Hey, Dave, I'm KB4CBA, I'm going to go over to 14258, and I want to try the Mosley, see if you hear me any better on the Mosley instead of that OCF, okay?
Seems like it's pretty quiet right now on that frequency.
Good deal. QSY.